Hi, this is Brian Kramer, Associate Editor of SearchCIOMidMarket.com. I'm here today with Les Johnson, Vice President of IT and CIO of North Coast Electric. Les, thanks for being here today.
Brian, thanks for having me.
Today I'll be speaking with Les on an ERP implementation he did with North Coast Electric. Let's jump right into it. Les, what did you do right with the implementation?
Brian, I think we did several things right. One, we chose to have a phased implementation. We actually started in April of 2006 and finished in December of that year. And I think that was right because we were a geographically dispersed organization from Fairbanks to Phoenix, and it gave us the opportunity to work out some of the kinks with the smaller offices and then move right into the larger offices with the lessons learned. I also think we made a good decision in the partner that we selected. We went through an extensive process, went through 27 different companies at the start, and ended up with three and then two. And at the end of the day, there was a very close race between those two, but we felt that the corporate culture and the product and their understanding of our industry swayed them in our favor.
And what were the key mistakes that you felt you made?
I think the first mistake that we made is we started too soon. We underestimated the time to correct weaknesses that we saw in the system, most importantly, the ability to retrieve information from the system. We felt that when we started, we knew that we were going to take a step backwards, but we, as I say, underestimated the time to correct that, and it was a struggle for the first year of the system, getting people used to not having the answers that they had before in an immediate or timely fashion. The second big problem I think we made is we're going up on a new client that the software was offering and hadn't been tested against the scale that we were looking at. And so we found out midstream that we had to change from the Java GUI client implementation and move back into a character base. And since that time, we've found that that wasn't such a bad thing because we came off a character-based system and it actually helped our people to transition from software to software, and we're moving into the GUI-based system as needed today. But at the time, it was a struggle, and it seemed like an immense mistake. I think the last and maybe the most important thing that we did was being too patient with our consultants. I think that consultants, we should be as critical and as conscientious about the performance of our consultants as we are with the features and functions of the software. I think that's probably the three biggest mistakes that we made.
So what would you do differently?
Well, I would have delayed the start time by at least 3 to 6 months. We still would have chosen the same company and software. The partnership was right. We had the right culture and we had the right contract. But giving us a little bit of breathing room to make sure that we had that information retrieval solution in place and that we had the testing on the scalability of the client would have given us, I think, a leg up on making this a little smoother of transition. And, of course, managing the consultant better and perhaps even fired a few of them early in the process.
What are the five tips you'd tell those just starting out that no one told you?
First, all software has skeletons in the closet. There are no silver bullets in the ERP world. And I would have taken some of our site visit time and I would have gone through more of a discovery process focusing on what was wrong with the system, what didn't work, as well as how things worked. Secondly, I would have made sure that we had more frontline people that were involved in all communications and in all demonstrations and site visits. These are the guys who know exactly how things work, and they can ask the incisive questions that perhaps we experts might overlook. We did some of that, but I would have done a lot more of it. Thirdly, tactfully leverage your position as a prospect, not only with your sales rep, but also with your site visits, corporate officers, wherever you have an opportunity to get the modifications that you need. There's never going to be a better time to get the things that you need than before you sign the contract. And fourth item is actually the converse of that, is you should make modifications only when absolutely necessary. Make judicious use of that power as a prospect and recognize that you don't want to make changes just so you can do things the way you used to. And lastly, I think it's a perspective problem to get into this behavioral change with all of your staff across the company, and we tend to let our egos get in the way and perhaps spend too much time on things that don't really matter. I know we had discussions about renumbering our offices that we probably spent 20 hours on. This is 20 hours with 5 to 7 people. Deciding where we want to put a date, whether it's in the left-hand side of the screen or the right-hand side of the screen, really isn't as important as making sure that the screen pops up on time and it contains the information that you want. I would suggest that people concentrate on what is important, what are the key business indicators, what are the key functions, and make sure that the non-technical portion, that is the processes and procedures, are well-defined and understood by everyone before you go in to installing or asking for modifications or analyzing any software that you're going to buy.
Have you seen a return on investment with this ERP implementation?
You know, we have some soft numbers. We're looking at the productivity, the increase in our earnings, and the maintenance of the size of our staff. We've actually doing more per person. And again, this is a fairly soft number, but it's in the 10 to 15% range. At the same time, we are still coming up on the system, and we're still finding lots of areas for efficiency. And I would expect that over the next 2 to 3 years that we'll continue to increase our productivity per associate.
And what are you working on now?
Well, we've got to, we're still rolling out some of our RF warehouse to our smaller application to our smaller service centers. We have a brand new business intelligence system that we're putting in place, and we're looking at some job management functions that are an advanced application from our ERP supplier, and we're hoping to drive into 2008 and 2009 with some very key efficiency tools that we didn't have before. There's always something to do.
Thanks for joining us on the Search CIO Mid-Market podcast.
Thank you, Brian.
For more information on how ERP affects you as a CIO, please visit us on the web at searchciomidmarket.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.